I've been asked to come and do a short talk about the problems that some of the residents have been having in Normington around antisocial behaviour. And basically, I'll get to the point, the language they're using is enough, they've had enough, they're locked in their houses. And certainly the white community in Normington, they're turning around and they're being called racists when they're challenging people about issues that affect them on the doorstep. And I think that is totally unacceptable in this day and age. I grew up in Normington, like most of my fellow colleagues. We lived there, we started our business there. Antisocial behaviour has become acceptable in this society. And I think that's wrong. I think there needs to be greater discipline in what we as council and the police authorities need to take responsible, the community safety partnership. So these are the issues that will be being discussed. Quite frankly, I do agree with people. Enough is enough. I've been living in the city for over 40 years now, and this is about as bad as it gets.
Is this just antisocial behaviour that's the problem?
Well, it's antisocial behaviour. We've got our senior citizens within the ward that, you know, quite frankly, a lot of them say to me that they don't go out since 2 o'clock. There's issues around drug taking. There's issues around prostitution. You know, we have new communities that come along. They don't know how we live in this city. We're trying to educate them on how they live. And what I'm saying is that we should be educating them, yes, and then, you know, we've got to turn around and put a limit on everything. You can educate people, you can give them one chance, you can give them two chances, but there's got a time where you've got to enforce the law. And I think this is where the apathy is from the other communities, you know, the long-existing communities within Normington and Arboretum, that, you know, their voice is not being heard, and at the end of the day, when they do speak up, they're being called racist.
So is the issue that the police aren't pulling their weight when it comes down to actually tackling the problems you've got in Normington?
I personally think the police's hands are tied, and what I'm saying is quite clear message that if we enforce the law for one person, we should equally enforce the law for everybody.
So the police are turning a blind eye to some people?
That's the feeling that I'm getting, and that's what residents are saying. We was here, and I came over, like I said, 40 years ago. New community, we worked here, we worked hard, our business started on Normington Road. And we contributed towards the economy and everything. And that's why I'm proud to be British and proud to be English, in the sense that, you know, we were supported by these people that gave us, you know, simple things as 10 bob for our birthdays, you know, three kids in the family. I was brought up on Pear Tree Street. And, you know, you go down to these places now, they're unrecognised. You just cannot recognise them. And I think, you know, the landlords play a massive part in this as well. There's a whole host of issues here that need to be carefully unpicked, and we need to unpick them and we need to deal with them, because I feel that the residents, certainly some of the residents, are going to start taking the law into their own hands,